feel like an idiot if you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and the Ticket.
Hall and Oates, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Go ahead, Bill.
You take it away. Tuesday.
It is.
Bill was having a good time there.
It's one of the epic starts to a song. Just the start of that song when it grabs you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't, I don't know if I appreciated it at a young age, Steve, the background singers.
Mm-hmm.
It was always Hall & Oates.
Play it again.
I wish I could.
God, can you play the first part?
I wish I could. I can't not.
Okay. Gosh, Jake, that, anything else, Steve, you could add in with the lyrics at all?
Yeah, I mean, there's some really good, thoughtful lines in that song. Because it's, and you don't know that, and you don't know that love can grow. Because it's too much to give, because you'd just rather live for the thrill of it all. That's kind of
rough,
right
into the, right
in
into
a
the
way.
Chorus.
Yeah,
that,
goes,
yeah,
it's good. It's a great song. It is a masterpiece.
It's a masterpiece. What year again, Jake?
1976, which is what?
Better Times.
Better Times.
God, it's, you know, Better Times.
You know, love that song, Jim Savoda. Love that song. Jim Savoda loved that song.
Jim Savoda.
Oh, so did Smutty. They both loved that
Smutty
song.
Smutty in his heyday.
Oh, heyday. Just listening to Rich Girl, Hall & Oates. Jake, it's a 999. Mm-hmm. It's just a home run. You hit us with one right square. I mean, right in the head with that. I mean, just
the crown of the helmet.
The crown of the helmet.
Targeting.
I took it targeting.
Bill got knocked out.
No flag. Took it targeting on this one.
Jake, yeah. No flag.
Yeah, 999.
You're fine. You can play next week.
Yes, yeah.
Shake it off.
What do you got, Steve?
It's like I said, it's a masterpiece in 76. There's no songs like this coming out. What if this song came out now?
Imagine all of a sudden.
We'd be like, okay, now what's going on?
We'd be very confused.
What did Jelly Roll just do? Jelly Roll just did Rich Girl? Oh. And then the other thing, too, is like it was something, because when this came out, me and Steve were at that younger age. We listened to our older friends, brothers, whoever had 8 tracks of this. And then all of a sudden, when it was... And they said the B word is like, ooh.
Yeah, it's a little bitch, girl.
It's a little dicey.
Back then it was.
It's fine.
That was dicey in 76.
It was kind of cutting,
It was cutting edge. That was Hall & Oates. It's who they were.
Wow.
Rating, sip?
Oh, I mean, it's high. I just say 9.8.
Wow.
It was a masterpiece.
I think Rudy's going to enjoy it. 7.9.
Rudy says, wish I was able alive when this song was huge, 8.4.
Rudy, you do wish you were alive.
You do, Rudy. That was something. Just imagine all of a sudden in 1976, like that, hey, did you hear that new song? Imagine the first time driving around Columbus when that came on. You're listening to the radio. Back in that day, we had 8 tracks and then converted over to cassettes. There was a lot of time when you were driving around, you had the radio on.
Oh, yeah.
The radio was on. Jake, the radio was on a lot. And then all of a sudden you're like, pop in, whatever, at that. But the radio was listened to a lot.
Mm-hmm. That song was on a lot. And Jake, here's the thing about that song. It's 76. It's more than stood the test of time. You hear it now.
It's 76. Yes. And people still sing along.
Yeah, and you still hear it now. It's like, whoa. That's when you know they're remarkable.
Some ratings here. Vernon Dakin, 7.8. Shamia B, 9.4. White Sharpie, banger, 8.8. Mike and Dalton, 9. Rod, 7 on that one. Kevin in Colorado says 2.
Kevin.
How?
We're at odds.
Wink in Elkhorn, 7.8. Houston, 8. Sarah in Fallbrook, 7.9. Who in Columbus,
Bird?
5.
Oh. A little light, Bird.
Derek in a Car, great song, 8.75.
Derek in a Car.
Derek is always with us.
Yeah. Chubby Rhino, 6.25
so
on that one.
Chub.
Yeah.
Bird Mountain, 9.8. Pert Mount says, by the way, freaking awesome on that one, too.
Oh,
freaking awesome.
Samuel in Lincoln says 9.2, classic on that one. Buffet Sun says, Jake, I had to stop what I was doing at work to text in and say that's a bleeping 10.
Yeah.
Stop what you're doing.
Stop.
I had to
pull
stop.
Pull over.
That's what he did.
I love that. Just stop what I was doing to text in to,
God bless you.
To the stool. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Buffet Sun. The unit from Beatrice says that's a 10.
Oh, unit.
The unit.
Isaac says, no auto-tune, better time, 8.3. Yes. Craig, one. Craig, give that song a one.
Yeah. Bill's at odds with you.
Yeah, definitely. This brought the country together. This right after Watergate. It brought the country together.
I don't know that it brought
world peace.
The Colonel. All in all. The Colonel and Beatrice, 8.31 from the Colonel. Big Lumbo, 9.2. I can't forget YouTube here real quick. Kathy Woody, 9.5.
Thank you, Woody.
With us on
she
YouTube.
Is remarkable. Thank you for the Raiders shirt. I love that Raiders
Troy,
shirt.
Troy, 7.1. Albert, 11. Genghis, 9.5. Better times in that one. Bolt, 9.3. Better times, he says.
A lot of good scores.
Doug in Idaho, 7.8. Britain, 8.5. Song of the day again was Rich Girl by Hall & Oates from 1976. It is time for a Tuesday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels, Randy. He does kitchen, bath, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Got a text from Duke this morning, the Prince of Plumbing.
Yes.
And he said, I don't know if people are aware that Randy does trim work also. He's doing it at Duke's house right now.
He does that?
Right now, at this moment right now, the show is on.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including Chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen here. What does comfort look like for you? For me, comfort is a mattress that feels soft and supportive, made without harmful chemicals. Comfort is world-class back support. Avocado's eco-organic mattress features up to 1,000 steel coils individually encased in fabric pockets that flex independently to reduce motion transfer. It's firm enough for back and stomach sleepers and even growing kids, yet soft enough for side sleepers. Comfort is also long-lasting. Low-quality memory foam breaks down in a matter of years. Avocado mattresses are handcrafted from the finest natural organic ingredients for superior durability and are designed to last. And also, Comfort is sleeping on organic materials like wool and latex that promote air circulation and moisture wicking without retaining heat. Say goodbye to night sweats. Avocado also has easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible, and try before you buy. Visit one of the retail stores or premier retail partners to experience the comfort in person. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save big on Avocado certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar, that just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
And Randy and Duke are working on a project at Duke's house.
Mm. At 7 in the morning.
It's 7 in the morning.
It's kind of uncomfortable. My brother-in-law does trim work, too, for a living.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Ooh, the battle is on,
Ron. The battle is on, yeah. The battle is on. So I think there's plenty of trim work out there.
There is.
Everyone's going to get through this thing.
I'm sure they know each other.
Just fine.
They're
like
probably
that,
friends.
Like that. Yeah, within a matter of 6 hours, my wife yesterday met with Hayden, found a house, sold him a house.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Hayden Diner.
Yeah, Hayden got a house. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Hayden got a house.
This is his third house?
What's that? Probably one of his, it's the vacation type house. Yes.
The king. They're the kings.
They're the kings. That's what's going on with them also. Okay.
Is this Bugaboo Tuesday, Bill?
Things that bother me.
Oh, good. Yes.
And this one's pretty strong, and I see it might hit others. It'll be interesting if it's the same toil is what I have.
Good word. Toil is the word.
The same toil is what I have.
Absolutely, it's a word.
Yes.
Toil.
The fight with foil that makes me boil.
Okay.
The concept of wrappers. I'm at a breakfast. The individual butter pieces, that are individual butter cube pieces that you have to unwrap one by one. It's like it's Rubik's Cube. It's like it was put into... a straight jacket to get it out. Try getting a frozen piece of butter that's on ice like that, and you get the little piece out, and it takes you 6 minutes to get it out, and there's no way to get those things out. And it is a toil of epic proportion. You're at the breakfast line, and you're trying to get it out. Next thing, you want to open up your deal, creamer, chocolate milk, all the different ones, and you have a 16th of a centimeter tab to grab a hold of to peel back to try to get the to get that open. It can't get it. Yep. Can't peel. No. It, you have to have the strength of a Brahma bull. You have to have the strength of a Brahma bull to get that to tear back.
With childlike fingers.
With childlike fingers to get that to pull. You can't. The number of times I've just poked holes in it.
Oh, God, so, yes. Yeah, I mean, you find anything to do it.
You just poke a hole in
steak
it.
Steak knife.
And you rip it out from the outside because you can't get a hold of it. Your fingers slip off. And it is on. It's like the O-rings in a launch thing of an astronaut type.
That thing's hard to.
Yeah, just any of those things. Yeah, just
can't
try,
get them.
You can't get them.
I use a scissors.
The little things right there, and you have to poke into them. The number of times I've had to poke in, like your creamer, go to open the creamer, Jake, and there's that little foil thing on top.
That thing
and it's
sucks.
About this big, and you're trying to grab a hold of it, and you're trying to do that, and you
horrible.
Can't get it. And if there's any sort of moisture in your hand, you have no chance.
No shot.
So you just poke it in the middle.
That's what I do.
And you tear it back out, and it's just, it is.
That foil pisses you off. That creamer one is so annoying.
The fight with foil is so real. If you'd have seen my face trying to get that, I'm at the...
Where were you?
I was at Residence Inn in Louisville trying to get some butter out for some oatmeal.
Ouch.
And it was like, I'm looking around like, look at this. I go, this is a problem. And it's wrapped on, I'm going to say that the wrapping has to cost three times as much as the butter. It's wrapped up like...
What's the deal with cold butter?
This is a stick of butter that's cold.
And
these are all on ice or cold. So luckily I just put in oatmeal so it didn't melt.
Okay.
But it was a lot. The fight with foil.
We do have some responses.
I'd like
Phil.
To hear some.
Let's go to YouTube.
You put butter in your oatmeal.
Yeah, I do. Put a little couple of pieces in there.
We'll go to YouTube first. Paul says, I hate those. Trying to spread those on your toast or pancake, and you've destroyed either one of them. I hate them. Then you have to use about 15,000 to just get enough to taste on your toast or pancake. Yeah. I feel your toil, coach.
Oh, thank you.
That's from
it's
Paul.
Real.
Toil is a beautiful word for you.
Yeah, yes, toil is
the
a new
toil.
Word. Anything else, Jake?
Text line, White Sharpie says, Bill is absolutely spot on 100% on this.
It is. He is.
If the number is like that, y'all see, you can get out and try to get that, and then you're just going to grab a
have
pin.
Have you used this before?
Boom.
I've tried that before.
Oh, you try anything. You get a hold of steak knife.
Pin.
Boom.
I'll
anything.
Try a pin.
Yeah, pin.
I don't care about the ink.
Yeah. I don't care. Yeah, just this thing right here. Boom. Boom. Can't take it. And I'd love to sit there with someone that has designed this here at Nabisco, and you're going to go like that. Okay, you designed this, right? Open it up. I'm going to watch you.
I'm going to watch you do this.
I'm going to see it. Take a shot, buddy.
He's so proud of this.
You're so proud of this.
You're making it personal.
Yeah, making it. Yeah. I'm going to see you.
With a Nabisco worker.
Hey, Todd, come over here. That's pretty cool, huh? See you getting to this chocolate milk. See how it goes.
London Calling says, the strain is real. I agree, Bill. Someone else says...
How about your keys? I've used my keys before.
Yeah, no.
Bird Mountain says, Bill, you are 1,000% right in this. These manufacturers need to know, if we die, we die.
Yes.
That rule version.
Yes,
that
rule thank version. You.
Yeah.
Hot.
Husker Jeff says, great marketing work. Make a product that somebody can't open.
Oh, you get so mad. You get so frustrated.
Were you alone?
And then also with the butter, what happens is you want more butter.
Right.
And you don't do it because you're like going,
it's so much trouble.
Yeah. And then I've also had to do the butter one when the butter's soft. Well, that's worse. Now it's melted, but now it's just soft butter. And like that. But I'm telling you what. When you try to, I just want to have a chocolate milk, and you can't get into it. Right. It's impossible.
Right.
Anything else, Jake?
Jared says, the Costco milk, the pull tab always rips off every single time.
Yeah. Ooh.
And it doesn't like it.
The pull tab.
It's a grievance of mine. I toil with the foil.
You were at residence in Louisville.
Yeah.
In a pickle. And you were heated up.
Yeah.
You were heated up.
And I text myself. I go, here's my bugaboo.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Things that bother me.
I'm glad you have the same problem with the creamer. Because every time, like, I just stab a hole.
You know what happens? I get so mad. I look, I go, I'm going to try it. And you're it's just like, you can't get it. Then it's like, boom. Yep. Can't take it. Right. Can't take it.
Same thing.
They shouldn't even have the little mini tab on there.
I don't know why. I do try
every time. I'm going to see if it's, maybe it's the time I get it off.
It's the one time you get it. The strength of a Brahma Bull.
You can't get your fingers on it. It's weird.
It's weird.
Bill, the headline one more time, please, on that one.
The fight with foil that makes me boil also involves my toil.
I feel a lot of pain.
Bugaboo Tuesday was great today on Bill's Thrills. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
We'll come back hour two. What do you believe in more, Nebraska's pass offense or their pass defense? That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.